What is it with parents and their persistent hand-wringing for the kid who ends up in the intermediate space between siblings? I'm on a campaign to rehabilitate the image of the middle child. Disclaimer. I'm a middle child, the third of four, and, based on prevailing opinion, the one most likely to spend my life sucking down Red Bulls on a snowy slope, while my older sibling goes on to win class-action lawsuits and is featured as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. As popular opinion has it, firstborns go to Harvard and Yale and make Phi Beta Kappa, while middles are lucky to make it to community college on a track scholarship. She's my middle child, a friend recently said of her daughter, the word middle italicized like things you're not supposed to say in polite company. Oh, for God's sake. Yes, both Bill and Hillary Clinton are firstborns, as was Winston Churchill and every actor who played James Bond. But it's not like middle children are complete wastoids. To wit, Bill Gates, JFK, Madonna, Teddy Roosevelt, and Francis Ford Coppola all missed the coveted one spot and nonetheless seriously bucked the mantle of loserdom. Firstborns puff up at the acknowledgement that they are, as a caste, confident, articulate, and commandeering. But can we pause for a moment to flip that coin? Okay, I'll say it. Annoying? Overbearing? Controlling and self-obsessed? One name, Rudy Giuliani. But rather than suggest unflattering things about those who came before me, I would like to point out that the traits commonly associated with middle children, easygoing, diplomatic, fun-loving, and risk-taking, are not in themselves the hallmarks of mediocrity. Middle children tend more to be mavericks and entrepreneurs. While their older siblings look to stable professions that lead to fat paychecks, later-borns are more creative, more likely to be revolutionary leaders and thinkers. So I ask you, would you rather play James Bond or be James Bond? While you firstborns think about that, I'll strap on my snowboard and go crank out the next big internet scheme. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.